you for this Easter service.
主耶稣，我们为今天复活节的崇拜感谢你。
I pray that you will help us as we study your word.
当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你来帮助我们。
Amen.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
I don't know if you did it this morning because I can't understand in there.
我不知道你们怎么样，反正今天早上 you don't have a earphone with
you. Yes, but. Anyway,
反正他今天早上就坐在那儿，啥也听不懂，因为没有。
When I was in Russia, I learned for Easter Sunday.
在俄国的时候，他学到在复活节早晨。
The pastor always begins, "He is risen."
在俄罗斯那个牧师总是说他复活了。
And the congregation responds, "He is risen indeed."
然后那个会众会说他真的是复活了。
And I love that. I don't know if you did it here or not.
我不知道今天早上牧师是不是这样做的。
At the church where I played, I told the pastor that, and we always do that on Easter Sunday. And I love that tradition.
我在那边就是去弹琴的地方，我总是告诉牧师，我很喜欢这个俄罗斯的传统，就是。
The schedule for this class today, we are looking at lesson 14, the Christian and his work.
所以今天我们会讲第十四课，基督徒和工作。
Next week, we are looking at lesson 15, Jesus is Lord.
下个星期我们看耶稣基督是主。
However, there is a problem.
但是现在呢，出现了一个问题。
My translator cannot translate if I do not give her the material.
如果她没有把这个英文的资料给我，我就没有办法来翻成中文。
And so a couple of minutes ago, I found out that I did not give her lesson
15. 刚几分钟之前发现她没有，我没有把那个第十五课的这个。
So she did not translate it.
所以我没法儿。
Please blame her.
所以你就责备这个翻译的人吧。
Even though it's my fault.
虽然是我的问题。
So here's what's going to happen. I am going to email it to her this afternoon. All right. The Christian and his work.
基督徒和他的工作。
Let me choose someone.
让我要找你们其中的一个人。
Where do you work?
你在哪儿工作？
我在北京工作。
北京。
Hmm?
北京。China, 北京。China, 北京。
That's his job?
No, you said where?
Where do you work? What company do you work for?
就是说你为哪个公司工作？
就是一个贸易公司
啊。It's a trading company.
Okay, it's a long ways to commute.
Yeah, 很长的路要交通。
Do you have any coworkers who are unbelievers?
你有没有就是同事是不信主的人？
这都是。
All of them are unbelievers.
Okay, all right, very good. I'm putting you on the spot.
所以我现在要把你挑出来讲，
Who is more likely to win them to Christ?
谁更有可能把他们带到基督面前呢？
You or me going to their house and knocking on their door and saying you should become a Christian?
是你就是说能够让他们更容易让他们认识主，还是我去他们你的同事门口敲门说啊，你们来教会吧？你觉得是谁更容易让他们信主呢？
我觉得这个问题很难回答。
I said it's a hard question to answer. It's very hard to answer.
Where does Our brother here work.
Okay.
Hopefully not in Beijing. That really.
没有在，希望你不是在北京工作。
I have my own company.
他自己有。
Do you have any employees?
One.
他有没有雇员？他有一个，是一个信主嘛？
Okay.
但是基督徒嘛？
Anybody here work with any unbelievers?
I think Charlie would be a good one.
Okay.
Charlie, 就是说他李强弟兄。
Same question.
同样的问题。
Who is more likely to win them to Christ?
谁更有可能带领他们去信主呢？是你还是我？That's a good question. 他说你和我一起去，我们两个一起工作，可以带领那个人信主。
That's a good answer.
他说这是一个很好的一个。
The point is this.
但是我的重点是。
If we work together,
如果我们两个人一起，
who will make them hungry for Christ?
如果我们一起工作，谁可以让他们更渴慕耶稣？因为我跟他们一起工作，所以我有更多的。我就是开玩笑，我和他们一起有更多的接触的机会。
I find that many Christians think there are certain people who are a pastor.
有些基督徒认为就是有些人他就是牧师。
That's a pastor.
那是牧师，比如说。
I'm a very good artist.
我是画的真好。
And this person.
然后这个牧师。
Is a minister.
他呢是一个。
He works for the church.
他比如他就是教会的一个
全职员。He evangelizes.
他是教会的全职牧师。
He does the work of the church.
他去宣教，他去传道，然后他做教会的工作。
This person is not a pastor.
然后这个人呢，他不是牧师。
See the difference.
你看到没有？他们有什么不同吗？
I am a very good artist.
我画的真好啊，完全能看出来不同。
This person goes to church.
然后这个人呢，他也去教会。
They give money to help pay for the church's operation.
然后比如说这个基督徒到教会里边就十一奉献啊，让教会能够运转。
But they are not a minister.
但是他们不是那个就是一个牧子服侍
的人。They are not a Christian worker.
他们也不是基督徒的工作者。
I hope you don't have this term in Chinese.
我希望你们在中文里没有这个词语。
But in English, we have a horrible term.
在英文里边呢，我们有个很不好的一个
full-time Christian worker.
就是说全职的基督徒的工作人员。
It's a terrible term.
我觉得这是一个很不好的，
就是很不准确的词。This person works for God all the time.
他说这个人呢是为了神完全全时间工作。
I don't know. This person is a part-time maybe.
他说这个没不是说有个名头衔的，他是不是一个半职的，或者就是说有时间才去服侍神的一个人。
Paul would have been appalled at this idea.
就是如果这个东西让保罗活他听见，他肯定会被吓昏的。
He would say every Christian is here.
他说每个基督徒其实都是全职的。
In Ephesians, he says to the pastors.
在以弗所书，他对牧师讲。
He called some to be apostles, some to be prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers.
神呼召有些人是牧师，有些人是教师，有些人是。传福音的
to equip the saints for the work of ministry
是要装备圣徒成全圣徒完成基督的工作
So in other words, is there a person who has a special calling? Yes
说当然有的人是有特殊的呼召
But his job is to equip this person to do ministry
他的任务呢实际上牧师的工作是要装备这个圣徒呢让他去做神的工作
Because the person you work with
因为你的同事
is either going to be drawn closer to Christ,
或者是因为你跟神更亲近
or pushed further away from Christ,
或者是因为你呢离神更远
by what you do and how you do it,
就是从你的你怎么样做什么事情，你如何去做的
And so every one of us, our work is a ministry.
所以我们每个人的工作实际上都是一种服事
John Calvin said, "No work is unimportant." To God.
加尔文说所有的工作不管多卑微都对神都是重要的
Paul said whatever you do
保罗说不管你做什么
Whether you eat, whether you drink, whatever you do
不管你吃你是喝不管你做什么
For the glory of God
都要为荣耀神而行
Now that word glory of God
他说是为了神荣耀而行
Some people just kind of make it something vague
他们想了哦这个荣耀神是一个好像很模糊的一个笼统的概念
What it means is
他其实这个意味
着说 To bring glory to God means partly To make God look good.
其实带给神荣耀就是从某方面来讲，就是让神看得很好，就让人觉得神很好，就是你带给神尊荣。
This week I was reading in the Sermon on the Mount.
这个星期我在读登山宝训。
Jesus says, "No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket."
神说，主耶稣说，没有人点着灯去把它放在斗底下。
But they put it on a stand, so it gives light to the whole room.
所以总是把这个灯呢放在灯台上，这样子可以照亮整个屋子。
In the same way,
同样的呢
，Let your works be seen by others.
也让你的工作呢能够被别人能看到。
So that they will see them.
所以他们看到你所做的。
And do what?
他们说
，Give glory to your Father.
而且他们把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
Our work, everything we do, is supposed to make God look good.
我们所做的每件事情都是要让神看得很好。
People are supposed to see what we do.
人家能别人能看到我们做的。
And say, why do you do that?
他们会说，哎，你为什么要那样做呢？
And the answer is,
你的答案是
because I'm a Christian.
因为我是基督徒。
And God has transformed my life.
神已经整个的改变了我的生命。
And as they hear that and see that,
当他们听到这些也看到你的生命的时候，
it brings glory to God. It honors Him.
他们就带神荣耀，就带给神尊荣。
And so our work becomes a very important part of who we are as Christians.
做工作呢，作为对我们作为基督徒来讲是很重要的部分。
Ephesians chapter 6 is where we're going to start.
今天我们要主要是集中研来研读以弗所第六章。
This is the last section of the scripture we looked at last week.
我们上这是最后的一部分，就是我们从上个星期开始看以弗所第五章二十一节，这是最后一部分。
I told you that Paul begins with sort of a summary statement.
就是保罗他刚开始于就是一个大的总纲。
In the body of Christ, we submit one to another.
他说在基督身体里，我们彼此顺服。
Out of reverence for Christ.
是因为存着敬畏基督的心。
And then last week we saw what that looks like for husbands and wives.
我们上次看到的彼此顺服对夫妻之间是看得像什么样子的。
We looked a little bit at children and parents.
我们上星期也看了一点，就是父母跟孩子之间的关系是怎么样的。
And then at the beginning of chapter 6, starting at verse 5, he looked at workers and masters.
然后在第六节开始，我们就看到仆人和主人的关系。
Now he is writing the people in the church are mostly, if they are workers, they are slaves.
在那个时候，保罗书信的对象呢，他们不是说是一个员工，他们是奴隶。
He's not trying to cover every possibility, but he deals with one group.
他不是说要把方方面面都要写清楚，而是他是在对着这一群的人来讲的。
And he says to them, "Obey your masters with fear and trembling."
他说你要是带着这个诚实的心，带着惧怕战兢，听从你肉身的主人。
With a sincere heart,
带着一个诚实的心
，as you would obey Christ.
好像你是听从基督一样。
Not by way of eye service as people pleasers,
就是不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的。
But as a slave of Christ,
而是要像基督的奴仆。
Doing the will of God from the heart,
从心里遵行神的旨意。
Now, hopefully none of you are slaves.
我希望大家没有一个人是奴隶。
Some days you may feel like it.
有些人觉得自己是奴隶。
But we take the same principle and we move it to our world.
我们把这个原则呢放到我们的现在的世界中。
And as a worker,
作为一个员工,
I am to serve my employer.
我要就是说去服侍我的这个
as I would serve Christ.
雇主就好像我在服侍主一样。
Not just to the eyes.
不是说只在他在的时候眼前侍奉。
Not just to please people.
也不是为了让人高兴。
But as a servant of Christ,
而是像基督的仆人。
My work for my employer,
我为我的这个老板所做的工
shows my attitude towards Christ,
也显示了我对基督的态度。
And then he goes on and he talks to the masters.
然后他马上又是对这个主人来讲话了。
And he says, "Stop threatening."
他说，主人，你做主人的，你不要去威吓你的仆人。威吓你的仆人
Knowing that you have a master
因为知道他们和你们同有一位主
In heaven
在天上
So treat your employees
所以你对你的员工呢
The way you want to be treated
要想象一下你对你的员工就像你自己想要怎么被
对待 Treat them the way you want your heavenly master to treat you
就想说你就是被他们你想怎么样被你天上的主人对待那你也同样来对待你地上的仆人就是你的员工。
If you read through the Bible,
如果你把圣经整个读一遍
with a marker, just to mark every place that it talks about some aspect of our work,
如果你就是把那个跟我们的工作有关的那个全部画下来的话
you will see that it was a very important topic, especially to Paul.
就是这个工作呢，对保罗来讲是一个很重要的话题。
Paul says, "I am careful to keep a clear conscience."
保罗说，我非常小心地维持我有个无愧的清洁的良心。
In First Thessalonians 4, he says to them.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章说
，Live quietly.
他说，基督徒要立志做安静人。
Mind your own affairs. Take care of your own business.
办自己的事。
And work with your hands.
亲手做工。
I was reading a book about the church in the Roman Empire.
我那时候在读一本书，关于在那个罗马时代的一个教会。
And how the church spread.
然后这个教会是怎么样扩展的？怎么样到？
And this historian said one way that the church spread.
然后这个历史学家就说，这个教会能够得到扩展的一个方式是因为什么呢？原因是什么
？Was through workers.
是因为通过这些工人。
Who were honest,
这些仆人呢，他们做工非常的诚实。
Who lived with the, who worked with the right attitude,
他们的做工的态度是很好的。
And those around them were drawn to their work.
然后呢，就他们周围的人就会被他们吸引。
Titus.
然后在提多书里边呢
，Paul writes something that to me is very powerful.
保罗所写的这个对我来讲是很有说服力的。
Because he gives this contrast.
因为他给了一个对比。
Earlier in the chapter, he says that we need to live in a way that we don't revile, we don't make the word of God look bad.
保罗就在提多书的前面又说，我们不要说过一种生活，让人觉得给神的名带来羞辱，给神的道带来羞辱。
But then in verse 9, again he's talking to slaves.
然后他还是在对那个仆人，就是奴仆来说，他在第二章第九节说
，Be submissive to your masters in everything.
他说仆人呢要顺服自己的主人，凡事。
Be well pleasing, don't argue.
凡事讨他的喜悦，不可以跟他顶嘴撞。
Don't steal.
不可偷东西。
But do all in good faith.
要显为忠诚。
And here's what I want you to see.
然后我想要说他下边的目的是什么呢？
So that you may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior.
以致凡事尊荣我们的救主。
What does it mean to adorn something?
什么叫做尊荣呢？就是装饰，这个是什么意思呢？
You wear, okay.
尊荣呢，就是那个装饰呢，就是要你戴在你的身上的。
To adorn is to make it attractive.
就是你把它装饰起来，让这个东西
装饰得很好看。To dress it
up. 就是把这个给装饰得很漂亮。
To make it appealing.
打扮起来，就让这个被装饰的东西看起来很吸引人。
And Paul says.
保罗说。
When we as workers work with the right attitude and the right spirit,
当我们作为工人、员工、仆人，我们工作有一个正确的态度的时候，
we make the doctrine of God attractive.
我们就让神的道看起来很吸引人。
Now there may be someone in this class,
也许在我们班上有些人，
who one day you saw a Bible laying somewhere,
你就看到这个圣经哦，就这样打开放在那儿。
You didn't know what it was, but you picked it up and you started reading.
然后你就把它拿起来，就也不知道是讲了什么，就开始读。
And through reading this, you said, "I want to become a Christian."
然后你就读这个圣经说，说啊，我要成为基督徒。
Is there anyone that's how you became a Christian?
有没有人是这样成为基督徒的？
It has happened. It's possible.
这是可能的，有人
是这样信主的。But it's unusual.
但是这个呢，是一个很不寻常的方式。
How many of you knew a Christian?
多少人是因为你认识一位基督徒
？And you liked them.
然后你喜欢这个基督徒。
Something about them drew you to them.
他们身上有些东西吸引你。
And then through them, they drew you to Christ.
然后是因为借着他们带你到耶稣面前。
How many of you that's your experience?
好像大家都是这样子的。
Okay.That's what Paul is talking about.
那就是保罗在这里所讲的。
Most of us become a Christian because someone adorns the doctrine of God. They make it attractive to us.
我们大多数人成为基督徒是因为有些人尊荣神的道，让神呢看上去很吸引人。神的道。
Some of you have met my mother when she has visited the church.
我们有些人可能我妈妈来我们教会的时候，有一些人可能认识她。
She looks like a very quiet, saintly old lady.
她看上去像一个很安静的一个圣徒的一个女士，老圣徒。
She's not.
她不是。But not let her here. 她不是。
She has red hair.
因为她为什么呢？因为头发是红的。
That tells you something.
就告诉你关于她的一些事情。
When I was a little boy, we lived in a trailer on a college campus.
然后我是小孩的，我还小的时候，我们住在一个那种活动房屋，在一个大学的一个学院的一个那个营地上。
Across the street was an older college student. He was in his 30s.
然后呢，就我们家那个街的对面呢，有一个年纪比较大的一个大学生，他已经30岁了。
His name was George.
他的名字是乔治。
George was not a very good student.
乔治呢不是一个好学生。
But George was a very loud student.
但是乔治是一个挺烦人的学生。
Late at night, George would be standing out in the street talking to friends.
然后呢到晚上半夜的时候呢这个乔治站在街上跟朋友大声说话。
I'm not going to do these silly assignments. They don't do any good.
他说我才不做那些家庭作业笨一点都没用处。
And then he would complain about all the teachers.
然后他就开始就是抱怨这个所有的老师。
My mother was not very impressed with George's work ethic.
然后我的妈妈对这个乔治对这个他的学习的态度不是很有印象很好。
Well, George got a job to help him pay his way through college.
然后呢，这个乔治呢，他要去工作来挣点钱来付他的大学学费。
So now he would come home at night and he would be standing out there talking.
然后呢他现在从工作完了半夜里边很晚了他又在门口就开始讲话说
My boss asked me to do this.
说我老板让我做这个。
And I told him, I don't have to do that. That's not in my contract.
我就告诉他我不用做这个这个不在我的合约上没说我要做这个啊。
One day he got in trouble because he was reading his Bible during his work time.
然后有一次他有时候有麻烦，为什么呢？因为他在他工作的时间，他在读圣经。
He said, I told my boss, I'm a Christian, I have a right to read my Bible whenever I want to.
他说，我就对我的老板说，我是基督徒，我有这个权利，我想什么时候读圣经，我就什么时候读圣经。
Yeah, but they weren't paying him to read his Bible, they were paying him to do work.
但是人家给他付钱，不是让他付钱让他去读圣经，而是让他付钱去工作的。
Finally, he got fired.
最后呢，他就被解雇了。
He came home.
然后他回家了。
He was talking out in the street.
然后他又在那个街上门外大声的讲话。
I'm being persecuted because I'm a Christian.
他说我因为我是基督徒，所以我被迫害了。
People hate Christians. They persecute us.
大家都恨基督徒，所以他们迫害我们。
Finally, my red-headed mother.
所以那个我那红头发我的妈。
Leaned out the window.
然后就从那个窗户外边伸出头来说。
She said, George.
我妈就说乔治啊。
You are not being persecuted because you are a Christian.
你被迫害不是因为你是基督徒被迫害。
You are being persecuted because you are foolish.
你被迫害是因为你愚拙，你笨，所以你才被迫害。
Go inside and do some homework.
你回家去好好做你的作业去吧。
I'm afraid my mother was right.
我想我妈可能是对的。
You see, George lived in a way that did not draw his...Masters to Christ.
就是乔治的这种生活方式呢，不能让他的老板更对对觉得更靠近耶稣。
He was disrespectful to them.
他对他的这个
disrespectful to them.
他对他的这个老板态度很不尊重。
Working here, I haven't learned any Chinese, but I've forgotten some English.
他说我在这儿好像没有英中文没学会，英文倒忘了不少。
He was disrespectful.
他对他的对他的老板是态度不好，不尊重。
Quite honestly, he was stealing from his boss.
但是实际上，而且他从他的老板那儿去私拿东西，偷东西。
Because when your boss pays you for 60 minutes of work,
因为你的老板付你钱是要你做一个小时的工作。
And you do your own thing.
然后你这个一个小时之内，你做你自己的工作。
Are you stealing from your boss?
你就做你自己的事情，那你是不是在偷窃你老板的东西呢？
Yeah.
偷你老板的钱呢？是的。
And Paul says.
然后保罗就说。
Masters or servants?
他说仆人做仆人的。
Be submissive to your masters.
所以你们要顺服你们的主人。
Be well pleasing.
对，要像要讨他们的喜悦。
How? By not arguing. Be respectful.
你怎么样讨凡是讨他的喜欢呢？就是别老跟他争
嘴。By not stealing.
也不要私拿东西。
And as you do that,
当你这样做的时候呢
，you make the gospel. Attractive.
你就让这个神的道，让神的福音看上去很吸引人。
Now I told you about George.
现在我给你讲了这个乔治的故事。
Let me give you a positive example.
那我现在给大家讲个正面积极的故事。
Up at the college, my wife works answering this telephone.
在学校里，我太太在学校里，她的是接电话，就是那个接待他们。
And so very often someone will call the school, and it comes to her number first.
然后有的时候那个有人会打电话，首先都会进到我太太那个总机那儿，他们就会说
，I want to hire someone to do some kind of a job.
他说我想就是想雇一个人做什么什么样的工作。
And sometimes one of them will say something like this.
有的时候呢，这个打电话的就会说这样的事情。
I have hired students from your school before.
我从你们学校以前找过学生来帮我们做
工。And they always work hard and do a good job and have a good attitude.
他们总是工作很努力，态度也很好，然后工作的也很好。
Now that to me is really neat.
对我来讲，这个听了真的是很棒。
Because the name of our college is not Hope Sound Community College.
因为我们学校的名字不是 Hope Sound 社区大学。
It is Hope Sound Bible College.
而是 Hope Sound 的圣经学院。
So when they call there, they know that the students they are hiring are Christians.
所以当他们听到我们学校的名字，他们就知道在这里的学生就都大多数都是基督徒。
Which means that if our students work well,
所以呢，当我们的学生如果他们工作好的时候
，they adorn the gospel.
实际上他们就在尊荣神的道。
By working as we're supposed to,
就是按照我们所应当的，我们这样工作的话
，we make the gospel attractive.
我们让这个福音呢更加的吸引人。
Part of what I want to encourage you to do this morning,
我今天早晨想要鼓励大家所做的事
is to understand that as a Christian, your work is part of your ministry.
就是我就想让大家了解到，你的工作其实就是你的这个服事的一部分，就是你的事工的一部分。
It's not left to the pastor.
这个事工不是说都是牧师去做。
Whatever work you are doing is part of God's calling in your life.
不管说神呼召你在你现在你的生命中做任何工作。
Martin Luther had a great understanding of this.
马丁路德对这方面有个非常深刻的理解。
That every one of us is called as a Christian.
我们其中的每个人作为基督徒，我们被呼召是做什么呢？
To Christian work.
就是要去做基督徒的事工。
For some, it's to pastor.
有些人呢是要去做教师。
For some, it's to work in a company.
有的人呢是在公司里工作。
For some, it's to run a company.
或者有的人呢是要就是。有一个公司运行这个公司
But for all of us
但是我们其中的所有的人呢
We are called to minister through our work
我们都被呼召是要在我们的工作中呢是做就是服侍神
That's part of how being a Christian should transform our life
这就是说作为一个基督徒是怎么样来改变我们的生活的
Last week I said being a Christian should transform the relationship between you and your husband or you and your wife.
所以上个星期我讲到作为基督徒呢会整个的来改变你和妻子和丈夫之间的关系。
You should transform relationship between parents and children.
会改变呢父母跟子女之间的关系。
It should also transform your relationship between you and your employer or you and your employees.
或者也会改变你和你老板。和你，你和你的员工之间的关系。
Your employer should be more likely to hire someone because they are Christian because you worked for them.
因为呢，如果是因为那个你是基督徒，你的老板是一样，将来更想雇基督徒，因为你的关系。
Your coworkers should be drawn to Christ because of what they see in your life.
你的同事呢，希望能够是更被吸引到神面前，就是因为你的工作。
Now, I don't think that means going around with a big Bible that you carry under your arm at work.
不是说这样子，你走到哪儿都天天抱着你的圣经夹在胳膊底下。
And a cross.
然后再在身上带一个十字架。
Saying, I am a Christian, let me pray for you.
然后就说，哦，我是基督徒，让我为你祷告。
Now, if that's how you do it, that's okay.
如果你是这样子的话，也没关系。
Except if you do.
如果你这样做的话呢
？Make sure you're the best worker in that company.
就是要确定你是那个公司里最好的员工。
But I don't think for most of us that's how God calls us to do it.
我觉得对大多数人，神不是这样呼召我们这样去做的。
For most of us, He calls us to do it the way Paul said.
就像神是呼召我们，像保罗这里所描述的。
Working faithfully.
就是要显为忠诚，诚实的去工作。
Being the best worker we can be.
成为你能够成为的最好的员工。
And then, James said, Peter says, having an answer when they ask us.
然后彼得就像彼得说，当人问你的时候，你总是有个答案。
What is the reason for your hope?
就是你当有人问你心中盼望的缘由的时候，你总是有答案。
Why is it that you are different in your attitude than those around us?
为什么你的态度跟周围的人的态度都不一样呢？
Why is it that when everyone's all worried about something,
当大家都在为什么事情来担心担忧的时候，
you're able to have calm.
你为什么看上去那么安静那么平静呢
And we have the chance if we have adorned the gospel
如果我们已经在尊荣主耶稣神的道的时候呢我们就有这个机会来分享
say,
去对他们说我告诉你
Now if you are an employer Paul also speaks to us
如果你是老板呢 保罗也对你说了
And says remember you have a master
要记住你在天上也有一位老板
Treat your employees the way you would want to be treated
你就是对你的那个手下，对你的员工，你想，你对待他们应该是你希望神怎么对待你，你也要怎么样。
In James 5,
在雅各书第五章
，James says, "Listen to the wages of the laborers who that you have kept back from fraud. They are crying out against you."
雅各说，工人给你们收割工庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱，这工钱有声音呼叫。
He says to employers,
他对那个老板说，对这个雇主说
，When you take advantage of your workers,
当你就是占你那个员工的便宜的时候，亏负他们的时候
，When you cheat them,
当你就是亏负他们，你骗他们的时
候 ，When you care more for money than you do for the people that work for you,
更在意你的这个收入、你的钱，而不是在意为你工作的人、员工的时候
，The wages you have stolen are crying out to God.
这个你亏欠他们的工钱有声音，就是向神呼叫。
God hears it.
然后呢，他说这个 工钱呼叫的声音已经入了万军之主的耳了。
And so Paul says, treat your employees right.
所以保罗说，你要对你的员工有一个，要对他们有一个正确的态度，有个正确的方式。
Treat them, he says, without threatening.
所以不要威吓他们。
Remember, this was based on respect.
你知道吗？在夫妻之间的关系的基础是彼此顺服，彼此敬畏。
This one was based on respect.
在孩子跟父母之间也是彼此这样子一个尊重。
And masters and workers are based on respect.
然后在那个雇主跟那个员工之间的关系呢，也是在于彼此的一个尊重。
Because we are part of the body of Christ.
因为我们都是基督身体的一部分。
And we treat each other that way.
然后我们就对彼此有个敬重，有个尊重。
Proverbs 22 says something very important for employers.
这个对这个对这个雇主或者对这个老板有一句很重要的话，在箴言二十二章第一节。
A good name is better than great wealth.
他说，美名比财富更重要，美名胜于大财。
I read a study, an experiment they did.
我就去读了一个，就是一个研究，他们做了一个试验。
They asked people.
他们就问人。
How much money would you take in exchange for your reputation?
就是多少人说你为了这个多少钱可以让你愿意放弃你的好名声？
Another words,
另外一句话就是说
Brother Charles,
比如说查理弟兄
How much money would it cost?
说对你来讲多少钱可以让你
To get you to agree for us to put in the newspaper
让我们到那个新闻上去说在新闻上说
Front page
就是头版说
A story that ruined your reputation.
就是说多少我们可以给你多少钱，你同意说在这个新闻上报道你，这是头条，就是把你的名声全毁了。你多少钱你愿意放弃？
How many of you have a number?
多少人在心里边有一个价钱？
How many would sell your reputation for $100,000?
多少人说为了十万块钱可以说就把我的名声给毁掉？没人愿意哈，没人举手。
$500,000?
五十万呢？也没人举手。
$1,000,000?
一百万呢也没人。
We have a
couple. 一百万就代表了。
儿啊 ，Have a reputation. There's nothing to ruin.
你们都没有名声，没有什么好名声，所以也没啥可以毁坏。
We already know you.
我们都认识你。
It's all bad.
所以你们的名声都是坏了，所以也没啥可以再。
You are going to have to pay to get a good one.
你们要花钱去买一个好名声。
They found that for most people,
他们发现对大多数人来讲
for somewhere between $1 and $2 million,
就大概他们的价钱是从一百万到两百万之间
they would sell their reputation.
他们就会把他们的那个名声给出卖了。
Proverbs says that's really a bad deal.
然后那个箴言上说那可不是那是个很糟一笔很糟糕的交易。
Your name, your reputation,
你的名声，你的好名声
is worth more than money.
比钱财更重要。
And yet,
但是呢？
How many employers?
但是多少这个老板或者这个雇主
are willing to do shady things?
他们会做一个好像就是那个在那个边缘上不是很
正确的 dishonest things,
或者是说那个骗就是不诚实的事情
that if it appeared in the newspaper would ruin their reputation.
如果呢这个东西被发现放在这个新闻上，肯定他们的名声就没了，就被毁了。
But they're willing to do it.
但是他们愿意去这样做。
For $1 million contract.
然后比如说他们这样做的话，他们可以拿到一百万的合同啊。
$100,000 sale.
或者是十万的这个销售额。
Saving a little bit on taxes.
然后呢，再说在你的报税的时候做点小手脚啊。
Proverbs says don't do that.
然后那个箴言说不要这样做。
Instead, live in a way that honors your master in heaven.
要过一个生活是能够给你的主人，给天上的主人带来尊荣。
Because everything we do as Christians, Titus says, is either honoring or reviling.
所以呢，我们基督徒所做的一切的事情呢，或者是给神带来尊荣，或者是给神带来羞辱。
I told this in the men's group. I don't think I told it in here.
我好像这个故事我在那个弟兄团体讲过，但是在这里没讲过。
Stop me, you'll remember when you.
I'm not on that group, so okay, yeah. Oh, 他说，就是讲在一个故事，在弟兄团体分享过。
My father and I were standing in Wendy's.
我跟我爸爸呢，在这个温迪那个快餐店去吃饭。
And a man came up behind me and said.
然后有一个人在我后边，他就过来跟我说。
Do you go to the Hope Sound Bible Church?
他说你是不是去那个圣经那个教会啊
？And I said, yes.
我说是的。
Have I told this in here?
No.
Okay.
No. Part of that I don't remember. Maybe other on the different place.
He said, Do you know? And he called off someone's name.
他说你那那个认识谁谁谁吗？
Now I was very nervous.
现在我就开始紧张了。
And I said, well, it's a big church. I don't know everybody.
我说那教会很大，我不是每个人都认识。
Well, do you know this person?
他说那你知道这个人吗？
Now I'm very nervous.
然后我就变得更紧张了。
And I said, why do you want to know?
我说你为什么要问这些呢？
I need to get a hold of them somehow.
他说我需要要找他们。
He said, I'm a businessman.
他说我是一个生意人。
And this person who sadly I did know
有一个人很难过的我认识这个人他也是做生意的
and he owes me 6 months of payments
他欠了我六个月的工资六个月的钱
but he won't answer his phone when I call
但是我打电话了他也不接我电话
he won't pay his bill
然后他也不把那个六个月的钱要
can you help me
你能不能帮我找到那个人
and I said
然后我说
let me have your phone number
如果请你把个电话给我
And I took it to our senior pastor.
然后我拿着这个他的电话号码去找我们的主任牧师。
And I said, someone in our church is reviling the name of Christ.
我们教会里的有些人真的是给神的名带来羞辱。
They are bringing shame.
他带来我们的神带来羞耻耻辱。
You need to call him.
牧师，你还给这个人打个电话。
You understand?
了解到了吗？
Did this Christian businessman
你觉得这个基督徒的他这个生意
ever sat down and think
他有没有坐下来想一想
when I don't pay my bills it looks bad on Jesus
有没有当我不应该不按时付我的账单的时候其实给耶稣带来那个 让耶稣看得很不好看
Of course not He just thought
他肯定从来没想过他就想说
I don't want to pay that
哎，我又不想现在付这个账
But his actions looked badOn Jesus.
但是他的行为呢，让耶稣，让主耶稣看得很。
I once told a group of students.
我有时候告诉我一群学生说。
That I was going to buy T-shirts.
我想去买一个
T 恤衫。I am an atheist.
我想买个 T 恤衫，上面说我是无神论的。
And I said, anytime you're going to do something dishonest.
如果你要是说你想做一些
Where's this
欺骗人的事儿，
t-shirt?
你欺骗人的时候或怎么样，你想做那不神论，就穿上这件 T 恤衫，说我是一个无神论的。
Because you're wearing a cross.
如果你穿的这个 T 衫里边带了一个十字架
，and you're rude to people in the restaurant.
然后你在那个餐馆吃饭的时候，对你那个别人很没有礼貌。
When you're wearing a cross.
当你带了一个十字架。
And you're rude in a business situation.
然后你在那个做生意的时候，你的态度挺粗鲁的。
It brings shame on the gospel.
你就真的是给神的福音带来羞耻，带来羞辱。
So I said, take off the cross and put a I'm an atheist T-shirt on.
所以，如果你要是不诚实，就把你那个十字架的那个 T 恤衫拿下，穿上，说我是一个无神论者，把这个给拿上去，穿上。
One of my favorite examples of how we as business people, you as business people, you as workers.Can make the gospel attractive.
我最喜欢的一个例子就是说，不管是你作为原主，就是作为雇主，还是作为员工，怎么样可以让这个福音更吸引人士
？Jesus said we are to be salt in the world.
主耶稣说，我你们是世上的盐。
Now for most of us, we think of salt primarily as giving flavor.
我们很多人觉得盐的作用就是让你炒菜的时候那个味道好一些。
But in the ancient world, the main use for salt was.To purify things.
但是在古代的时候呢，盐的主要的功能是，是清洁和防腐的作用。
One of my favorite stories. There was a businessman in England.
在英国呢，有一个人，
By the name
有个生意人
Frank Crosley.
他叫那个 Crosley， 他的名字罗斯利。
Frank Crosley ran a big business. Crosley Motors.
Franklin, 这个 Crosley 呢，他有一个很大的一个就是电机公司，机动公司。
They made big commercial motors for all
kinds of machines. 商业用的这种发电机，各种各样的机器，咱们里边那种发动机，不是发动机 ，motor 怎么说？就是那个动轮机。
Frank Crosley was a very committed Christian.
他是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
In fact, at one point,
在有一个时段呢
，He decided.If I want to be a Christian and minister, I need to become a pastor.
他在其实有的时候他说，如果我要想去为神工作，我应该成为一个牧师。
He went to William Booth, a very wise Christian leader.
他就有一个当时一个很出名的基督徒的领袖叫威廉布斯。
Told him his story.
然后他就告诉他自己怎么信主。
And William Booth said, "No, God has put you in your company.
他说 no， 他说你不要这样子。神是让你在你的工作公司里面，你应该在你的公司里边，在你的工作岗位来服侍神。他就继续这样下去。
One night, Thomas Cook, an evangelist, was traveling through Manchester, England, where Frank Crosley's company was.
有一次呢，有个布道家叫托马斯·库克，他就是从那个曼彻斯特经过。这个曼彻斯特就是这个 Crosley 的工作，他的那公司所在地。
And at the train station, he saw this man in a suit over in the corner, and he was upset.
然后他就看到那个火车站呢，看到有个年轻人在那个角落上，看上去好像挺有点不太对劲。
And so Thomas Cook went to the man and said, "Sir, is something wrong? Can I help you?"
然后这个布道家呢，就去问他说，先生，有什么事情不对劲吗？我可以帮你吗？
He said, "No, nothing is wrong."
他说没事，他说没啥不没没什么错误，没什么发生了什么事。
But I had a very strange experience.
但是我有一个特别奇怪的一个经历今天。
He said, "I met a man."
他说我碰到一个人。
Who I think treated me the way Jesus would have treated me if I had ever met Jesus.
他就我觉得他对待我就像如果我要碰到耶稣，那耶稣就会像他这样来对待我。
I think I can finish. Can I? I'll try to finish
it. No worry.
No,
no. They are just they like to shake the bell.
They like to shake the bell. Okay.
Yeah. That's their joy.
This businessman.
这个生意人呢
，had bought a motor for his，
就是这个年轻人呢，他从这个 Crosley 的这个电动公司呢，买了一个很大的这个发动机。
He had installed it in his company in London.
他把他这个发动机买来，放在他在伦敦的这个公司里边。
And he said to Thomas Cook，
他就对这个宣布道家说。
We installed it wrong. It was our mistake.
是我们的问题，我们的错误。我们装这个发动机的时候，我没装对。
And so he said the engine quit working.
所以呢，这带的别的机器呢，因为你那个发动机不对，那别的机器也都没法工作。
He said my boss sent me to argue with Frank Crosley.
他说我的老板呢，就让我去跟这个 Crosley 要开始跟他吵。
He said I didn't want to come because I know we are wrong.
然后呢，我就不来，他说因为我知道是我们的问题，我们的
错误。And I knew he was going to yell at me.
我就知道这个 Crosley 可能会对我喊叫。
He said, "I came."
他说，然后我来了。
I talked to him.
然后就跟他讲。
And he said, "He treated me politely."
他说，这个 Crosley 对我很有礼貌。
He said, "He didn't yell at me."
他也没对我喊。
He said, "He reminded me of what Jesus must have been like."
他就真的让我想起来耶稣会是什么样子。
You see, Frank Crosley understood that everything we do.
弗兰克这个 Crosley 就聊，真的是知道。我们做的每件事情
brings honor to God,
或者是给神带来尊荣，让神 得荣耀
or pushes people away from God,
或者是让人远离神。
And so even in his ordinary daily business,
或者是在我们每天这样日出日落的这种做生意这样的工作中，
he treated people,
他对待人的态度就像是
as a Christian should,
就像一个基督徒应该所做。
When we do that, Matthew says we bring glory to our Father in heaven.
那个马太说，我们就给神带来荣耀。
The people around you hopefully will know you are a Christian.
希望你周围的人都知道你是基督徒。
I hope.
我希望。
And how you treat them.
你是怎么对待他们的
？How you live.
你怎么样生活的？
Should bring honor to your Father in heaven.
应该是给我们在天上的父亲带来荣耀和尊荣。
They said that in the Roman Empire.
他们说在罗马帝国。
By the end of the first century.
在一世纪结束的时候。
There were many cities.
有很多城市。
That would elect anybody, pagans, for their mayor and this job and that job.
他们会选不管是什么样的人，不管是外邦人，就是做这个城市的市长啊，或者什么样的市政议员，各种各样的工作。
But they would always try to find a Christian and ask them, "Will you be the treasurer for our city?"
但是他们要管那个财务的时候，他们总要去找一个基督徒，说你这个你愿不愿意去管财务
？Because they knew. Our money will get stolen if we have a dishonest treasurer.
如果我们有一个那个管财务的人，这个不诚实的话，我们的钱可能就被偷了，就没用到正地方。
But if we can find a Christian,
但如果我们可以找到一个基督徒来做我们管我们财务
，our money will be safe.
我们的钱肯定就很安全。
I would hope.
我也希望，真的是。
That when your company
当你的公司。
Need someone honest.
当他们需要要找一个诚实的人的时候
，They think about you.
他们就想到你。
I have a friend who is a professor at University Oaks in Nigeria.
有一个朋友在那个尼日利亚的一个叫什么圣约翰圣圣旧圣旧怎么翻？一个大学里边的教授。
There was a fire a few months ago at that university and destroyed one of their buildings.
他们那儿有一次失火了，然后有一个建筑楼就被烧了。
A couple weeks later, my friend was teaching class and he got a message from the president's office saying, please come to my office immediately.
然后我这个教授朋友呢正在教课的时候就收到一个校长来的一个信息说你赶快到我的办公室来。
So he dismissed class
and went to the president's office. 然后他就去了那个校长办公室。
And the president said,
校长说,
we have to investigate what caused this fire.
他说我们要去调查一下到底这个失火的原因是什么。
Was it an accident?
是说是意外吗？
Or since it's Nigeria?
因为是尼日利亚。
Did someone bribe the contractors and they put in cheap materials?
或者是有人偷工减料，就是当时这个建筑商呢建那个房子的时候偷工减料，没建好这个房子。
And I want you to be in charge of the committee that does the investigation.
我就想让你做这个调查委员会的主席。
And my friend said,
我的朋友就很奇怪。
I don't know anything about fires.
我才不了解这火是失火的事。
I don't know anything about investigations.
我也不知道怎么样调查。
I can't do this.
我没法做呀。
And the president of the university said, I know that.
我校长说我知道，我了解你不懂这些。
But you see, whoever does this investigation, the chairman of the committee,
就是这个调查委员会的主席呢,
if one of the contractors cheated,
如果是这个,就是这个建筑商,如果他们在
中间
出手脚了,
is going to come along and hand out money,
他们可能就到这个调查委员会的主席那儿再贿赂你,再给你说让你写的这个报告里边让他们没问题,就是来贿赂你。
I don't need you to understand fires.
我不希望你能够了解到底失火是什么原因。
I need someone who is honest.
我只是希望一个诚实的人。
And you're a Christian.
你是基督徒。
Do you understand what is happening?
你了解到了吗?
A person who teaches his class in a university.
一个大学里边教课的一个老师。
Makes the gospel attractive.
他让神福音这么的有吸引力。
Because he's honest.
因为他诚实。
That brings glory to God.
因为这样给神的福音带来荣耀，给神带来荣耀。
And so as Christians,
所以作为基督徒
，in your work，
在你的工作岗位
，in your ethics，
在你的这个
how you treat your boss and your employees，
你是怎么样对待你的老板，怎么样对待你的工的
？Make the gospel attractive，
让这个福音看着很吸引人，很美。
If you don't, because I am an atheist T-shirt.
如果你不是这样的话，最好穿上说我是个无神论者的 T 恤衫。
Take off your cross.
然后把你的十字架给拿下来。
Dear God, I thank you for this group.
主啊，我们为我们今天在座的所有人感谢。
Would you help us to live in a way that honors you?
好不好？求你帮助我们，让我们的生活是能够带给你尊荣。
That in our daily lives, we will make the gospel attractive.
让我们每天的生活中，我们可以让福音让这个福音看上去更美、更吸引人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Okay.
I'll go print that.